Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa. Today on the show, we have Robin Openshaw, and I have been a fan, I'm just going to put this out there, of Robin, because she is Green Smoothie Girl. If you have not been to her site yet, greensmoothiegirl.com, first of all, head on over there. If you've never had a green smoothie, what's wrong with you? Head over there, make yourself a green smoothie. Yes, we do talk some about green smoothies in today's interview, but what we do discuss more, and then we do segue into some green smoothie talk and nutrition talk, is Robin's got a new book coming out, and it's coming out in October. So we're interviewing her here in August of 2017. But her new book is Vibe, and it is actually the latest of many books. In fact, Robin is the author of over 15 books, including the bestsellers The Green Smoothie Diet, 12 Steps to Whole Foods, etc. Her latest book, Vibe, Unlock the Energetic Frequencies of Limitless Health, Love, and Success, is going to be released by Simon & Schuster in October, again, of 2017. You will want to tune in to this interview, A, because she's awesome, B, because this whole Vibe thing is very, very cool and something that can change your life. I promise you, I'm experiencing myself, which is why when we connected with her team, I was so excited to have this interview. I'm reading her book as we speak right now, but there is going to be a special deal for you guys, a special hookup for you in regards to Robin's new book at the end of the show. So make sure that you tune in. A little bit more just from Robin's bio so that you can keep this in the back of your mind. Robin is a former psychotherapist, a university professor, and has lectured in over 450 cities in the 6 years after launching her popular site, Green Smoothie Girl, in 2007. She's a single mom to four children who are now flying the coop. She skis and plays tennis competitively in Utah and believes everything is possible if you leverage the highest frequencies in the universe. If you think that sounds a little out there, trust me, it's not. I can speak from my own experience, and this is something I have a high focus on in my own life. I promise you, after you hear this interview and take a peek at her book, you will want to dive in deeper. So please enjoy this interview with Robin Openshaw. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and I am trying to contain my excitement because, as I shared with you in the intro, today on the show, we have Robin Openshaw with us, and I am going to let her do, you're probably going to be surprised, most of the talking because we're talking about her new book. Although I have been an obsessive fan of her site, greensmoothiegirl.com, for years and years, and I mean obsessive fan. You can ask her assistant when we were trying to schedule this podcast. I was like, the number of times I said OMG writing back that I was getting her on the show is ridiculous. I'm sure her assistants were like, you might want to rethink this one. But although I'm a huge fan, obviously, of what she's did there with the tremendous amount of content and education she's had, and she's forever changed my life with green smoothies, what we're talking about today is Robin's new book called Vibe, and it's soon to be released. And the reason I'm so excited is that, frankly, in the past 2 months, this has been a topic, our vibrational frequency, and I'm going to let her speak to it. I'm going to let her talk about what this all is. I have had this topic brought up to me both by my therapist and my business coach that this was something I needed to focus on. And as I've started doing some research and some reading, and as I've been reading Robin's book, I have a sneak peek of it, I'm realizing this isn't just some crazy out there concept. It absolutely has merit. It has absolutely shown results in a positive way and in a significant way
in my life just at the little baby steps. So super excited, obviously, to have Robin on the show. Robin, welcome. We are going to dive right in because I want to use up every ounce of our time together and let you educate us on everything Vibe. So I am going to dive right in and start asking you some of these questions. Are you ready to go?
I am so ready, Kelly. Thank you.
See how, and I just have to point out, do you see how zen and calm, cool, and collected she is? Like, that's a good, and you're going to talk about Vibe, but you've got a good vibe going on. Maybe it's just that I'm so like high energy, high vibe, and you're going to diagnose my vibe potentially on the show as we talk. But for those people listening and considering, I'm raising my hand over here, I'm a newbie at learning about our vibration and what really our vibe is when we say our vibe. Tell us about your book. Why, what drove you to get to the point where this was something you were focusing on in your life and that ultimately led you to author a book about it? And then tell us, how do we actually measure vibration? What is vibration when it comes to us?
Yeah, those are some big questions, Kelly, and they're important questions. And, you know, you started following Green Smoothie Grill when I was probably, you know, well into my path, 10 years into my path of ditching 70 pounds and 21 diseases and getting off of 6 drugs, but more importantly, helping my son, who was a failure to thrive baby, and eating the standard American diet. And, you know, I mean, I just weaned him onto all the things that all the other moms were feeding their kids and that the pediatrician told me to feed him. I weaned him onto cow milk and processed meat and bread, and he'd get an Otter Pop for dessert. And I just thought that this is what you're supposed to do. And my son was super sick and I was ill and gaining weight. And, you know, we just ate a lot of ice cream and sugar and processed foods. And when I turned a corner, when things became very dire for our health, not only was I on 6 drugs and 21 different diagnosed diseases, including tumors and migraines and mini strokes I was having and 4 different autoimmune diseases, but my son was dying. He was below the 5th percentile for weight. He was in and out of hospitals. He was on liquid steroids 5 times in a year. But when I discovered that I could take responsibility for my own family's health and I got off of all the sugar and dairy, all the processed foods got thrown in the garbage, and we started eating a lot of what I would later realize aren't just nutrient-dense foods. They are high electromagnetic frequency foods. And nobody's talking about this. Nobody out there has taken the findings of Einstein and Tesla and Planck and the greats from, you know, 80 years ago when quantum physics was being born. And we were discovering that the old Newtonian world of these very concrete physical constructs weren't the whole story. They weren't telling us the whole story. We discovered that, you know, as Einstein said, everything in life is vibration. And, you know, people haven't been talking about that until the last 10 years because finally the world is ready. There have been undercurrents in science who have been figuring this out all along since Einstein's time. But Einstein said everything in life is vibration. And then Nikola Tesla came along and he was on the European continent and he was dreaming of coming to America. And he had no money. He had one connection connecting him to Thomas Edison. He lands on our shores. He's been robbed of all his money, but he has been dreaming as a 20-year-old in Europe of coming to America and channeling Niagara Falls for energy to actually fuel the human population. And so you might be thinking, what does this have to do with me and my health and my wellness? Well, that's the whole point of the book is, okay, that's quantum physics where we talk about how there are atoms we've discovered electron exchanging with multiple other living beings across the planet, potentially, that this has been totally quantified now. Quietly, there are thousands of pages. You may not want to pour through them like I have. There are thousands of pages documenting the fact that we're energy exchanging. I mean, you and I, Kelly, probably are not both right now in Utah, but this is like the first time in human history where you and I can energy exchange. Just in the last, whatever, 20 years. I mean, I guess the telephone preceded this, but now there are so many ways that we're energy exchanging by electronic medium across a wire that make you so very powerful. You, Kelly Alexa, are more powerful than anybody in the history of humankind has ever been, besides American presidents and movie stars and kings and queens, because you are actually energetically exchanging with your listeners. And what that means for them and for you, it makes you extremely powerful. And it means that you have a responsibility. And it means that it would be smart for you to figure out how you are energetically affecting everybody you engage with. But what it means for them is that every single person you're talking to, as we talk right now, as I'm talking to your audience, thank you for that opportunity, or as you are, we are either raising or lowering their electromagnetic frequencies. Because we are electrical beings, we go out in the sun and we charge. We literally have a literal battery and we charge. We literally go outside and ground. We put our feet in contact with the earth and we discharge negative energies. And too many of us have been living this weird, sterilized indoor life and we're losing touch with those things. Well, quantum physics is bringing us back to that. We're coming back to our need to eat foods that are high frequency. And the food industry has not taught us this. And so I made all these changes a long time ago. I lost the 70 pounds I was packing around that I somehow had slowly acquired eating the standard American diet. My son, turned a corner, gained all the weight back, never was on another drug ever, grew up to lead his team to the baseball playoffs, 4A baseball playoffs here in Utah, where he hit 2 grand slams. He pitched a near shutout in the state finals. He was named most valuable player in the 4A baseball playoffs. He was 6'3". I was told he would have stunted growth from all the liquid steroids they had given him. But by turning our food around, I thought, this isn't just about calories. There's something missing here. This wasn't just about calories. And it wasn't just about talking about, like, everybody in the diet industry is obsessed with grams of proteins, fats, and carbs. I mean, you could go literally get a degree in dietetics and talk about not much more than these old Newtonian principles of, how much of each macronutrient you're getting and how much of each micronutrient you're getting. Well, there are now multiple ways, going to your second question of how do we measure electromagnetic frequencies or vibrational frequencies. There are multiple ways to test that, and there aren't a lot of people out there doing it, but I'm talking right now with a scientist who uses biophotonic emissions, and we are talking about getting together and doing a whole bunch of measurements for me to share with our audience. Folks who read the book Vibe, you can look at gas chromatography, and you can use a $15,000 Russian technology to assess electromagnetic frequencies that way. But there was a guy named Bruce Tino. He is deceased now, but he was out of University of Washington about 20 or 25 years ago. He was actually measuring foods and substances we use to medicate ourselves with and human beings in a state of health or in a state of sickness. He was measuring their vibrational frequencies in hertz. And hertz is a unit of measurement that we understand, right? You remember that from high school physics?
I don't want to remember those some of those classes in high school, but yes.
Yeah, so if I give you units of measure based on the, biophotonic emissions or the gas chromatography, you're going to start snoozing because it won't make sense to you. But how about if I share with you the electromagnetic frequencies of some really common things like a healthy human being or some green foods versus some animal proteins like pork roast. Would that be okay if I share a few of those numbers? Okay, so before I tell you these numbers, I want to tell you one of the principles of quantum physics that I talk about in the book, and it's not a sciencey book at all. I just give you the minimum amount of scientific information so you can start assessing your food choices and assessing the way you metabolize your emotions. I'm a former psychotherapist, and you can opt out of depression and anxiety, and you can opt out of other people's actions hijacking your emotional state when you understand vibrational frequency. And so let me share a few numbers with you. But first, here is a concept from quantum physics that I think is super important. And it's maybe the most important thing. Write this down if you're the writing down type. But here is a principle.
I'm totally the writing down type.
Okay, so you're writing. A substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance of a lower frequency to increase. Okay, I hear you writing, Kelly. I can hear it.
I'm totally writing it right now. I take notes of every podcast, and I always tell people, like, if you hear me writing, I'm taking notes on what someone says, because it makes me think of the future questions. It's not that I'm writing a love note to somebody or my grocery list.
I do the same thing. I have a podcast called Your High Vibration Life, and I do the exact same thing, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to forget to ask this follow-up question. And so a substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance of a lower frequency to increase. And so I already mentioned something that probably sounds like a very woo-woo concept, probably sounds very hard to quantify, even though it absolutely has been in thousands of experiments, that we're actually electron exchanging. We're exchanging energies with other people, other living things. And so I told you Einstein said everything in life is vibration. Well, now let me really blow your mind. Tesla went on to say, Nikola Tesla, who now the first, you know, purely battery powered car is named after, because he did come to the United States and channel Niagara for energy. He discovered alternating current, AC. He said, if you want the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And when I had gone through that whole period of time where I got my health back and all 21 diseases disappeared and I got off all the drugs and my son grew up to be this 6'3", you know, state level, all state athlete when he was dying as a failure to thrive baby, I always had this intuition that there's more. And I was always frustrated by these industry driven ways that we evaluate our food choices. I mean, 99% of Americans are going around thinking of food in terms of calories and how many grams of proteins, fats, and carbs there are. And this doesn't tell the story, and it's not even particularly helpful. It's not even particularly relevant to our health. There are low calorie foods that are terrible for our vibration. There are high calorie foods that are absolutely nourishing and help us into the high frequencies. And then, of course, we could talk about, if you want to, we could talk about the high vibration emotions and the low vibration emotions. But you know, Tesla said that we weren't ready for it as a culture. We weren't ready to think about the secrets of the universe and how they have everything to do with vibrational frequencies. But I wanted to know more. And so when I encountered those two scientists, it was within a matter of days, and I don't remember why, I encountered both of them at almost the same time. I wanted the secrets of the universe. I don't want to be counting calories if there's secrets of the universe that I'm supposed to be learning about here. So, you know, deep dive. Fast forward 4 years later, and I discovered that everything I learned as a psychotherapist in grad school and in my early practice was deficient. It was so old school Newtonian. I learned that these books that I've written over the years, this is my 15th book. It's the one I'm most excited about, it because it's quantum physics meets wellness. It's quantum physics meets happiness and overall well-being. They were limited because I hadn't yet discovered secrets of the universe, which are all about energy flow. And there is a charge running through your every cell at all times. And if a substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance of a lower frequency to increase, that's where your power comes in. Because when you're talking to your audience, when they're listening to your podcast, you have a responsibility to raise vibe. And that is the goal. I mean, there are other goals too, right? When we raise the vibration of our cells, we are actually detoxifying them and we're becoming far more disease proof. There's so much to it. It's all very, very exciting. But let me tell you those numbers I promised you. So if you write down one more thing, here's the other thing I would have you write down, is that a healthy human, Bruce Tino out of University of Washington, who measured electromagnetic frequencies of substances, living things, people, in Hertz, which is a unit of measure we understand, recognize, he measured healthy human beings as being between 62 and 68 Hertz. Now, 62 to 68 Hertz is your average person. Now, there are people who are geniuses whose brain has been measured in the 80 Hertz. So you can definitely be higher. If you're running cleaner, you don't drink alcohol, you eat a really clean diet, you might be higher than that 68. But let me share with you, now that you know that a substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance of a lower frequency to increase, And again, in the world of quantum physics, everything is energies. Even like the rock you might be sitting on or the chair you might be sitting on, it's all just organization of energies. If that's the case, then what does it mean if I drink a green juice that's 75 hertz or green smoothie? What does that mean based on the principle of quantum physics that I heard you furiously writing down there?
It's going to increase.
Right.
So if I'm taking in something that has a high hertz or high vibration, it's only going to increase, whereas something that's lower vibration or, you know, not good is going to bring it down, decrease.
You got it. You absolutely got it. And so guess how many hertz chicken, beef, pork, and fish are?
Okay, I'm going to 25.
Two.
No way.
Two.
I had no idea, by the way. She did not prep me for this, you guys. So I'm totally guessing in the dark.
Yeah. So you're thinking, oh my goodness, she's trying to convince me to be a vegetarian. I actually don't care if you're a vegetarian or a vegan. I don't claim those labels. Actually, not a big fan of labeling people and slotting people in file drawers. That's another Newtonian concept right there, right? We're capable of changing our diet, shifting our diet changes to meet our needs. And there may be other reasons why you eat animal proteins. I am very plant-based in that I eat mostly plant-based foods. And if I'm going to eat animal food, there's usually going to be a reason for it. I think that there are a few animal foods that are probably good for us and fill in the gaps. And I don't believe you have to be a vegetarian to be healthy. However, we are almost all of us deficient in those high vibration living plant foods, especially greens and vegetables and fruits. Those are nuts, seeds, legumes, those kinds of foods. Those are the high vibration foods.
I agree with you. And I would say for sure, in my own life, and especially just recently, I actually had to cancel a trip to Florida because I had a severe allergic reaction. I did not have any idea. I was allergic to shrimp. And I had made this fantastic recipe and I put it on Instagram and I'm like, this is this amazing shrimp ceviche recipe I've been making. And I ate it every day for 7 days and I was getting sick every day. But because I wasn't having the stomach reaction to it, I was having hives and headaches and other side effects. I didn't attribute it to anything food related. But what's interesting to me is I started to realize how little I was getting myself on a regular basis, like you said, fruits and vegetables. I think that there is, whether folks are vegetarian or paleo or whatever they want to label themselves, and I agree with you, I don't think we should need to label themselves. Everybody would agree that fruits and vegetables and more of them are better for us and that probably most of us are not getting enough. I can absolutely agree with you, and it's a challenge for me.
Yeah, it's a challenge for everyone because modern life doesn't really lend to those foods, but we can find ways that are convenient, quick. We make a big blender full of green smoothie every other day, and we keep it in quart jars or pint jars, whatever works best for us in the fridge. There are things we can do where we have those on hand, and they're, you know, I mean, I got my health back by eating 60 to 80% raw plant food. For the last 25 years, my son, who, you know, led the team to state his senior year, he's 24 now and he just got married. And that was the key, you know, I mean, meditation and learning how to ground outside and charge in the sun and how potent and powerful the sun is and oxygenating and deep breathing and yoga, twisting the spine and being limber and being able to release toxicities easily. And also our emotionally nimble practices, those all came later, but food is super foundational. And so I'm really motivated to help people find ways to eat more plants, more of these high vibration plants that are inexpensive, easy, and they taste good.
I would love for you considering, I mean, look at Kelly Alexa. I really need help in this area. I mean, in fact, I'm just going to keep it real. Like I have been bragging the past couple of days. I've been making this zucchini. It's like zucchini bread, but it's protein. It's got oatmeal and I use my organic oats and everything in it. But I'm all like, this is awesome because I'm getting some vegetables. That's a little dorky as I say it to you. that I'm like, oh my God, I actually have to make zucchini bread to get vegetables. And I really don't know why, because I love vegetables. I love fruits. But what would you say to your typical, you know, fitness person like me who is not getting enough vegetables? I'm probably getting plenty of protein. I do eat apples. I have an apple every day. But what if people, because I can tell you this, Robin, a lot of people in our audience are, they're going to be just like me. They're busy females who are on the go, and they're going to think, I don't have time for a salad. I eat out all the time. I can't pack a green smoothie. You know, they're making all those kinds of excuses. What would be your tips if we all understand that not only are more fruits and vegetables better for us, but based on what you're saying, it's going to increase our positive vibrational frequency? What would be your tips for people in being able to eat more fruits and vegetables in an easy way?
Is why we put Green Smoothie Grill up 10 years ago. And that's where how you and I connected, is you're a Green Smoothie Grill follower and have been following my work. And, you know, when we put that site up 10 years ago, there were 50 searches a month worldwide on the term green smoothie. Nobody had ever heard of such a thing. If I took my quart of green smoothie to one of my kids' soccer or baseball games, people would be like, what is that? Well, no one does that now. Everybody knows what green smoothies are. There are thousands of YouTube videos on it. Well, 10 years ago, it was not even a thing. And so can't say I invented it, but we certainly had a big hand in popularizing it. And the reason it was worth going to 450 cities and doing demos and letting people taste and talking to them about what happened to my health and my son's health and my infertility. Now I have four healthy children. And, you know, the youngest one is 17 now, you know, and is the reason that was so worth doing is that a green smoothie fits in a busy lifestyle. And so you said, what if people say, I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't do this and I can't do that. If all they want to do is say can't, then maybe they're just not ready for a higher vibration lifestyle. You know, maybe they have to hit a little bit lower rock bottom. But what usually people don't say, I can't make a green smoothie, because I don't care if you have a $20 10-year-old Oster blender that cost 20 bucks back then. It's a place to start. I mean, I'd love for you to have a Vitamix or a Blendtec. And it's a great investment if you can afford one. But, you know, and you can't put frozen fruit and the stalks of the greens in an old crappy blender, but you can start there and you could do like the softer greens like spinach. But everybody can make a green smoothie. And the point of starting with a green smoothie is that the average American's getting 0 or 1 or maybe 2 fruits and vegetables in their diet. And if you make a quart of green smoothie, you've got 10. You've got 10. And keep the fruit low. Keep the fruit very low. We make a bone broth protein. It's one of the few animal products I do eat because I think it's great for collagen, for gut healing, which most Americans need at this point. And just a good source of clean protein. It's grass-fed bone broth. And I put a scoop of that. It has a little bit of monk fruit in it. And I put that in just greens and water, blended up. I might put some superfoods in there. And you'd be amazed. It's actually really good with no fruit in it or very little fruit in it because of that monk fruit in the vanilla shake bone broth protein. But whatever, use minimal fruit, because it's not that fruit is bad for you, but it does have quite a bit of sugars in it. And our point here is to get the most greens. Greens aren't really vegetables. Greens really should be their own class of food. And greens are the highest vibration foods available to us. And so more. Okay, I'm not saying to bump everything else out of your diet and eat only greens, but that's what the primates do. And when they live in the wild, and they're not in captivity eating crappy captivity food, primates don't get diseases. They just don't. They don't get cancer. They don't get heart disease. They don't get autoimmune diseases. And guess what? Big 1,000-pound gorillas eat all day long. They eat a lot of greens.
Okay. I'm just putting this out there at this very moment that, first of all, when I first discovered you and I first started making green smoothies, I was so grateful to have found your recipes, because folks that follow me know I'm a great cook and I'm great at baking if I have a recipe. But where I screw up and I really drop the ball is if I were to see somebody go, green smoothie and it has spinach in it and this. And if I go home and just try to wing it and throw stuff in a blender and make my own green smoothie, and I did that in the beginning before I found you, I I was that kind of person that's like, oh, I tried to make it. It was gross. It tasted like grass. For those of you that are listening, if you've had a bad experience or if you think this sounds gross, I can tell you, if you pay attention and find a recipe, and of course, we're going to recommend you go to Green Smoothie Girl, duh. If you follow a recipe, it's amazing how great this can taste. Now, one of the things I want to ask you, Robin, because you've really fired me up. I used to have one of these every single day. And then I remember I went and kind of flirted with the idea of juicing, but that didn't rock my world because that's a lot more work for a lot lower ROI, as far as I'm concerned. Like the amount of stuff I had to put in that juicer to get out just a little bit of juice, I'm like, no, I want my smoothies. Plus, I like having, you know, more of the fiber and it fills me up. You said that you make your green smoothies like a big amount and that'll last you for a couple of days. I think that I've not been making my smoothies right because I felt like when I made a smoothie and I put it in the fridge, it would all separate and it was only good that day. Mm-mm. Was I doing something wrong? Because you're saying you can make it and it'll last a couple days and you can
just shake
it up.
Mine separates too, but I just shake it up and drink it. And you know, green juice is another great way to raise your frequencies. And you know, depending on whether you have more time or money, if you have more time, you might juice, but I have more money than time at this point in my life, but at other points in my life, I had more time than money. And when I had more time than money, I had a huge garden and I made everything from scratch and I made green smoothies and sometimes I was juicing as well, but juicing is tough when it comes to time. So I'm with you on that. And I have a local juice bar that delivers me 3 quarts of green juice, no fruit in it, a little bit of lemons. Which I guess that's a fruit, but very, very low sugars. It's very alkaline forming in the body and just greens and some ginger, some like fresh ginger juiced. And so green juice is another great thing to do, but please, if you're going to do juicing, don't juice fruits because then you're throwing away all the fiber and you're getting all the sugars and it's still fabulous. I mean, the nutrition is amazing, but you're right. You're right, Kelly. You know, you can juice 2 pounds of fruit for, you know, a quart of juice. And so it definitely, you know, and you're throwing the fiber away, but it's still really, really magical if it's, you know, greens and vegetables that you're juicing.
It's true. Your site has, and your YouTube videos have, that's what got me started. And I remember I got my first Blendtec blender and I was like, oh, and I actually, when I travel, I pack my Nutribullet. I'm obsessed with it. And that's another way that you can take this on the road. Now, one of the things I'm thinking about, because I want people that are starting to move in a healthier direction that are listening to the show to not make some very common missteps. And I think there's probably a lot of people listening that'll go, oh, well, I'll just go to the grocery store and I'll buy this brand or that brand. And you know what I'm talking about, the smoothies in a glass or the juice fast chains that are out there. Tell me or tell our listeners, you know, what are the things they need to watch out for there? Because I think a lot of people go, oh yeah, I'll just get a smoothie here. And they don't have any idea. It's like having Snickers
Naked Juice, right? And some of those others, I'm calling one brand out right there. It's fruit juice with a little pinch of chlorella in it or whatever. It's, you know, I mean, these big brands are making you fruit juice with a little bit of greens in there. And that's not what a green smoothie is. And the reason you want to make your own food is because, you know, you can't control the supply chain and you can't tell what's in those. You know, they have this list of ingredients that looks so good. Oh, there's spinach and celery and chlorella in there. Well, I'm telling you, because we manufacture our own products, that there might be a pinch of those and a cup of fruit. And so make your own green smoothies. This is not a big commitment. This is a commitment to your health. You can pay now, you can pay later when it comes to what you eat. You can tell it, say you don't have time to make food, but you're going to have time when you get really sick and when you bottom out. And so 10 minutes in the kitchen to make green smoothies in the kitchen is a 10 minute habit. We all have 10 minutes. I mean, average homemaker in the 1940s was spending 4 hours a day in food related activities. Like, I'm not letting anybody off the hook on the 10 minutes a day that the green smoothie habit takes them because the ROI there in your health and your energy and your vibrational frequency, which is what you have to give to others, and the level of your happiness and how much flow you have, how much productivity you have at work, it's all dependent on foundationally your diet. So we've really only covered the diet stuff. There's so much more. It's a quantum leap into wellness and happiness in the book, but we've really kind of stayed in the foundational green smoothie part. And that's a great first step. It's a great first step because there's more reasons to drink green smoothies than fiber and micronutrients. There are quantum reasons.
Well, you know what, though, Robin, first of all, you touched on so many things because I took notes on this, obviously, with what you were sharing. And I love that because foundationally, you're talking a lot about what many of our other guests are talking about. And really what I'd say is the theme of our show. I mean, our tagline at Fitfluential is we are fitness found. And by fitness, that means really life fitness, right? You know, your lifestyle, what you eat, how you sleep, how you enjoy. And we're really focusing in this second phase on making it a lifestyle. And that means enjoying your family more, taking vacations. I don't want people to be just like, let's punish ourselves in the gym. And like you said, we only worry about diet and calories and cutting and pushing ourselves at work. We should be focusing on like, hey, this is one life that we were given. We have one body, one vessel. Let's treat it like a temple. And I think so many of the things that you said, I took notes on. You know, you talked about getting outside more. We spend all this time inside working like lab rats. Let's stop that. Let's get outside more. Let's get some sun. Let's get our bare feet, you know, on the ground and get grounded. Start looking into meditation. I'll tell you what, I'm the most high strung type A workaholic person, or I have been. Now that I've started meditating every single day religiously, it has helped me calm down. It has helped me become more mindful. All these things that I used to be so skeptical about that are part of what you cover in your book. You talked about yoga, emotional discipline, and just health and lifestyle. So I think that although we did start talking today about something as simple as, hey, we need to start improving our vibrational frequency by eating more fruits and vegetables, and most importantly, those greens, we did talk about probably food and the green smoothies. And I think that's a great start because ultimately, when people start investing in themselves by fueling themselves better, and then that's going to help them have more energy and get better sleep, they're going to want to pursue some of these other things. But I will tell you, folks, I have started reading Robin's book. I have not finished because this is something that I'm really diving deep into. And the more that I understand it, it really makes sense. And the more that you start to apply these principles to your life, you'll realize This absolutely makes sense for life. This is not some out there talk that's just for, you know, hippies or just, it's just for vegans over there that, you know, they're into vibrational quantum physics. No, I am applying this and I'm finding it fascinating and it's legit. It can really change everything. So, Robin, I think we covered a lot of great stuff. This was just the tip of the iceberg, though. And I know you're going to be busy with your book tour. We would love to have you back on the show. So I probably will follow up with you afterwards because then we can do some deeper dives into some of these topics. But as we wrap up today, you know, I want to ask as we close the show, we talked about so much, but if you were going to give advice to our listeners on the things that they do, that they choose every day, that's going to affect whether they live more on the high frequency side or on the low frequency side, what would be your recommendation for them to, as a takeaway from the show? What could they start doing that would be your best tips?
You know, if you pre-order the book, I would really love for you to look at this 90 seconds to metabolize, reframe, and release negative emotions. This is every bit as important as starting the green smoothie habit. So we've already covered one, doing something foundationally with the diet. In the book is a 7-day detox, because if you can clear a bunch of junk from billions of cells, you're automatically going to be up 5 hertz just from that 7-day experiment. And the experiment, it's not that it cures you of everything for life. It's that it gives you a glimpse of how amazing you can feel when you clear a bunch of clutter from your colon, liver, kidneys, and all your cells.
Seriously, for everybody listening, if this is new to you, if you're hearing this talk about vibrational energy and quantum physics and, you know, a lot of the terms that we've been throwing around here, and if it sounds, because I used to be that person. I used to be that person. I'd be like, oh, right, I'm going to charge up my frequency, whatever, you know, and I'd roll my eyes. I used to say the same thing before I ever went to a Tony Robbins event. I used to roll my eyes and go, oh, right, I'm going to go and walk on fire. And guess what? I did. I opened my mind. I went, and it ended ended up being one of the most beneficial experiences for me ever. As the more that I have opened my mind and made my own decisions, you know, not everything, every different strokes for different folks, I really encourage you to dive in. First of all, go to her site as well. Start making yourself the green smoothies, because that was a game changer in my life. I can speak to how that will change your life and your health and how you'll feel. But I absolutely encourage you to embrace this concept. It's definitely something that has made such, again, personally for me, a huge impact. It was something that my therapist recommended, my business coach, and then also my trainer and my massage therapist. All these people in different places had recommend, this is what you need to look into. You need to read this book. And it was all about quantum physics and vibrational energy. And then Robin and I connected. I'm like, this is a sign. So I really, really encourage you. I can't imagine that you would dive in, get this book, read it, and not be changed by it for the positive. So I really encourage you to do that. And Robin, thank you so, so much for being on the show. It was such a pleasure. I'm soaking in every morsel of your book as I go. I mean, it's like I want to savor every bite of it. It's awesome. And I can't wait to finish it. And I'm certain that I'll have more and more questions for the next time we have you on the show. But for everybody listening, I hope you enjoyed it. If you have questions, of course, the show notes will be at fitfluentialradio.com. As we mentioned before, we'll also link to where you can pre-order Robin's book Vibe at fitfluential.com/vibe. If you have any questions, let us know. You can write us in the comments on iTunes or, of course, at fitfluentialradio.com. Until then, we will see you all next time. Thanks again.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.